Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Bonjour and welcome. My name is Sandrine. I am an ascension and mission mentor and also a trends channel. In this video today, I would love to share with you some wisdom coming from our beloved friends and star families, the Andromedans, as they are here to help us understand more of how we can create a golden civilization of miracle upon Earth now, especially around the creation with other realms of reality on Earth about the connection with our planet. If you like my content, I would love to invite you to like my videos and follow me. Maybe share these messages with other people and please do comment. I love reading your comments. I love to know how you received everything that I share. I absolutely love working with the Andromedans and receiving their guidance because everything about them is just purely magical. It is sparkly, it is full of glitter, it's a bit like neon light. It is this very, this advanced civilization that have reached a level of unique consciousness with their planet that is unprecedented. So to start with, Andromeda is a different galaxy, right? And we called it them the Andromedans, but it's a little bit like if we were to call our entire galaxy like the humans, which is a little bit weird. Okay, but, I'm just going to continue calling them the Andromedans. But the Andromedans have many, many different planets. And for my own understanding on how we co-create with them is that it's mostly the main planet, the main central planet that we co-create with. But now more and more other planets in this Andromedan galaxy are starting to create connection with humans because they are interested, because like humans are very much like awesome. And it is amazing for the Andromedans to be able to understand how they can also experiment the evolution, pathway of evolution by becoming teachers for humans, become teachers and also activators, as many Andromedans, they like to send us crop circles. It's not the only stories, but very often it would come from them. So the Andromedans that I work with are usually architects. And they teach a lot about sacred geometry and especially like structures, different structures. So it's absolutely fascinating. But today I will share with different kind of collective from Andromeda because they want to share with you about the unique way that we are entering the golden age of miracle from the lens of understanding our connection with our planet, which is mesmerizing. So remember, I already shared a transmission from the Arcturians, and the Arcturians were sharing a transition to the golden age of miracles from the angle, from the perspective of healing. So now the Andromedans share about the perspective on co-creating with our planet. Shanara kasana peting yatrata sanasha narate narata manarata kasen yata shenarata. To understand how to start entering an advanced civilization from the angle of co-creating with your planet, dear humans, we would love to share with you that the body of the Earth is very much like your physical body, that the Earth has a soul. And the soul is not so much inside the Earth, but it is the Earth in itself. The soul of the Earth is everything. The soul of the Earth is every material thing, animal, plant, physical being that you can perceive. And so it is you too, which is interesting to understand that you come as being born from this matter, these atoms coming together to create your divine physical temple, to receive the descent of your soul from your oversoul network, and that therefore, as you exist, all your atoms have all the information from the earth and all civilization and all plants and all animals and all cycles and all seasons and all elements. Everything resides within you always. Because the earth consciousness is everything, there is no separation. The earth consciousness breathes through every leaves, breathes through every tree trunk, breathes through every animal, breathes through every bird, every alga, every mushroom, everything. The earth breathes through that. The earth breathes through you too. Thinking that you are separate from the earth is one of the most fundamental separation templates that you can experience, because your physical body is bound by the cycle of the earth, because you are earth and your physical body will eventually return to earth. Within your atoms, you have information about all of the earth realms. You also have all the information about your own soul and oversoul network. Therefore, you are unique, entirely unique. There is no one else like you that has the same descent of the soul from the oversoul network and the same creation of perfect physical structure coming from the mother creatrix of all things. Your earth is a magnificent planet because it is very advanced. To be able to become a planet, a soul must become an ascended master in many different galaxies, finishing many different pathways of evolution to enter the degree of mastery needed to become a creatrix, to be able to birth life. Life is birthed by Earth, by receiving the desires of the soul coming from the ether, coming from the womb of the creatrix of all things, these souls desiring to experience a certain holographic civilization are going on earth because they want to experiment the realms here, because they love it here. If they have been here, they come back because they love it. You came back because you love it, because you love Earth, not because you are trapped in certain circles of karma, which is different teachings that we are not going to share here today. We want to remind you that Earth consciousness is in everything. Therefore, it is easily for you to start opening up your telepathic abilities to co-create with the animal realms and the plant realms and all life forms on Earth. Simply find that within yourself. Go deep within your heart, deep within your womb, deep within yourselves, and ask that the remembrance of telepathic communication with Earth consciousness be fully reactivated. Ask for support. Talk to the Earth. Have ceremonies. Bless her. We would love to invite you to enter in communion with the Earth simply by lying down on her surface. Lie down, your heart beating against her heart, so you can be together, so you can listen to the murmur of her soul running through the soft grass or the warm sand. Lie down in the snow, lie down on the earth crust, lie down even for a few breaths and surrender completely into the embrace of the mother receiving you. As you do that, your entire physical, mental, emotional and spiritual system reach a point of homeostasis, this profound reconnection with the self that transcends all limitations, all mind structures, all fears, all doubts, all regrets, all sadness and anger. As you lie down on the earth, ask your mother, the birther of your own life, to be able to take away from you all that you are carrying that has become too heavy for you. Ask the earth to take your doubts away. Ask the earth to take your anger. Ask the earth to take your judgment, your fears. And ask the earth to take all your diseases, all your density. Feel the earth absorbing it as she opens her heart up to receive all of that as a gift, as the mother loves to receive the gift. Therefore, you give something away. You give something to the earth. You give your pain. You give your sorrow. You give your doubts. You give your anger, your frustration. You give your limitations, you give your fears, and you give your beliefs that no longer serve you. The more you give away your pain, the more the earth receives it. And through the quantum infinite law of divine receiving and giving, as you give, you shall receive. And as you give to the earth, you give away all that no longer serves you. As you lie down on her surface in one embrace of unity consciousness, as you reunite with your mother, therefore you create so much space within the self. And there, lie down there, observe the space, the nothingness, where no thing resides, and therefore the whole potential of creation lies into. As you are lying down there within the space of no thing, after giving away all that no longer serves you, simply observe your heartbeat and ask your heartbeat to connect with the heartbeat of the mother, so your own rhythm, all your biorhythm, all your systems can be fully re-energized, fully activated into pure electro-ecstatic vibrancy. Therefore, your whole being can reclaim and can receive regenerative energy from your planet. Your mother planet has an infinite amount of love for you. Do you know that? When a mother has an infinite amount of love for her children, she will do everything in her power for them to feel safe, for them to feel supported, for them to have faith and trust in their own path. Your earth knows your pain, but she also knows your strength. She knows your courage. She knows your power. The more you can enter ceremony with your planet, the more you respect all life form, the more you will feel unity consciousness within you. How can you destroy your planet and think that you are an earthling? How can you kill and eat other life forms and think that you live in unity consciousness? How can you destroy and think that you can embrace and anchor fifth dimensional frequency? As you enter the new golden age of civilization, you are going to learn to use your resources, all your resources, into promoting life on earth with her, always. So together you co-create beautiful houses that are completely eco-friendly, cars, planes, technology that is completely eco-friendly. You think it's not possible? Dissolve that at once. That's just a limiting belief. Of course it is. Us advanced civilizations, we never ever create something that could cause any damage to our planet. That would simply not happen. In our systems on Andromeda, we live continuously in perfect harmony with the Earth. Therefore, when we need to have some material to build our structure, when we need to have some clothes, we connect with the Earth, with us, the Earth. Where do we need to get this from? And how do we give back to you? What do we need to plant? Where do you need to move? What do we need to do to preserve your own homeostasis, Earth, because we love you so dearly? There is nothing that we do for one single moment that is against our own Earth. Therefore, it is very easy for us to experience miracles always because we co-create as one race with the one that gives us birth. And it is like that for each and every planet on the Andromedan system. As shared before, there are many different planets on Andromeda. This is the common traits with us Andromedans. Everything is beautiful. We are beautiful. Our structures are beautiful. Everything is beautiful because we only create out of joy and love and the highest level of respect for the one that provides everything to us, humanoids, to animals and plants and trees, so we can embrace ecstatic bliss, joyful evolution within our realms. Do you want to experience joyful liberation within your own realm? It is possible. We say embrace the pathway of reconnecting with the soul of the mother as an eternal being, as a very sacred, ancient, advanced being that has been here for billions of years, creating life, shifting her structure, promoting life over and over again. Your earth is much older than your records. And your earth is still going to be there for a long time because it is here to allow you, human, to experience a new civilization. The earth is playfully experimenting with evolution, encouraging all of her children to become one and to stop fighting. The earth has seen her children fight for as long as she can remember. But she also knows that once they reach maturity, they will see and understand how they can co-create together by using all the resources to promote life instead of destroying it. Us Andromedan, we are here to help humans on many different levels. This transmission is about co-creating with your own earth, and we trust that you receive this. As we say, enter ceremony, pray your sacred mother often, have faith in her, have faith in your civilization, have faith in human, as it is the only way to experience the miracles and transition within the new earth timeline that is upon you. We rejoice, dear human, because we know that what lies ahead is full of joy and excitement and new potent co-creation as you rediscover how powerful you are. What a multidimensional, magnificent being you are. We love you dearly and we serve you always. Bye for now. Thank you very much for receiving this transmission. It was my great pleasure to share this with you. If you like it, please share it with your friends so together we can weave webs of divine light around the planets. Because remember that we rise together as one race, one human race always. I have faith in us. I have faith in humanity. I have faith in our common joint destiny because I was born to serve and I will serve you and all of humanity always to the best of my abilities. Keep shining bright because the world is a better place when you are unapologetically you. Much love and bye for now.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.